Chapter 2. Paraphrasing. 1. Climatology.
Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with keywords or key phrases used in the lecture.
Global warming is an important topic today. For years, scientists have investigated, keeping an eye out for telltale signs that global warming is happening. The thing is, as compelling as some of the arguments may sound, they're false. Global warming is not taking place on Earth. Let's begin by talking about carbon dioxide levels. Many people mistakenly believe that a high level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere automatically means that global warming is, in fact, going on. However, let's consider something for a second. Carbon dioxide is a naturally occurring gas, which means it exists even without humans adding more. Moreover, it's not as if the levels have increased as dramatically as some sources would have us think. The fact is that over the past 30 years, carbon dioxide levels have increased by only 2%. That's including the extra pollution that humans throw into the mix. Next, the melting of ice caps doesn't necessarily prove that temperatures are getting hotter around the world. Scientists agree that ice caps are influenced by a variety of factors. A combination of these factors could easily account for the receding ice caps. For example, recent research suggests that at least some of the ice cap melting is caused by volcanoes. When volcanoes located under the sheets of ice erupt, they destroy the ice it comes into contact with. And that's just one of the many different factors that affect ice caps. Finally, what about these facilities that have records of temperature increases? Turns out that even with the most advanced technology, their figures are still inaccurate. A number of scientific agencies have spoken up about the inaccuracies, pointing out that it's misleading to suggest that they have actual proof of global warming. The problem is that the Hadley Center and NASA take samples from some places and not others. As a result, the averages published by those facilities might be off the mark by at least 2 degrees.